Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. Happy Thanksgiving to all the world and all the listeners and all the guests of the world. Something that I awoke to just today, how is Thanksgiving the peace, the feast for peace? You know, as I look back, the Native Americans and the New Americans sat down to a dinner. And they had no college education, they had no skills, in no people skills, no tutoring in anything, but yet they had the charisma, the gut charisma to sit down and have a conversation. We have people, elected officials today, that can't even sit down in the same room and have a civilized conversation. So who is actually the primitive ones here? Is it us, or is it the people of today? And how have we not expanded out beyond any further than the Native Americans and everything at that time? As I open up to this to understand, life becomes a whole new ballgame when I understand that you can have Thanksgiving every day, and life is a feast for peace when it's internally blessed. And then as I open up to understand this, God's allowing me, the wisdom within me is really starting to speak to me. Everybody on this earth is an individual with individual ideas and wisdom. So it is entirely up to me to listen to the other person rather than think I know everything and become entrenched in my beliefs and things. How is it tradition, beliefs, opinions, viewpoints, religion and all that got us locked and blocked in the same old crap? How do we live our ancestral stuff without us even knowing it or even understanding it's going on? How is that happening? How do we live the same stuff as the people in the world? How do we do that? How is that happening? How is life stuck in the muck of yesterday? How are we still fighting the same wars, the same battles, just different countries, different peoples, and we're too afraid of peace because the war machine that runs the world isn't? And everybody has to understand, turmoil is money for the supercharged, the ones in power. How does that make you feel, understanding that war, peace takes money out of the war machine and puts it in people's pockets, and the war keeps the money circulating in the war machine. So how do we stay stuck in thinking that we must conquer and control the world rather than be in the stream of people's esteemed energy and allow them to speak or express their internal fortitude? And I got a new article coming out. This one's kind of fun. It's called Bionic Crazy. Just think that, just feel that, I'm bionic crazy. How does it, in that, where can you have a limiting anything? And that's what it's about, is really understanding there is, when you think, you stink. But when you're in the inspiration of bionic crazy, what does that do to you internally? It's a boldness inside me that is allowing me to move forward. And that's what the pilgrims and the Wampanoag Indians at the time, they had that forward-looking peace. You know, they was all at war, and then all of a sudden one day they all had to sit down. What do you think the impressions were in people's, the internal part of people, and what do you think was going on with the words in some of them? Because, you know, back then the male ego really was in charge, really large in charge, more than it was today. So how do you feel that is really expanding people's lives? And where do you feel that energy at? And things like that. So as we move forward, life comes an entertaining engagement, a set of electric sagacity. Because we're going to engage the sage internally. Because all the wisdom to expand people's lives is in front of them. And as I move forward and I see this and I allow this all to transpire, how would it feel to have one day the whole world, all across the world, all cultures, have to sit down and have a conversation without any war or any unsavory action? What do you think would happen? How would that be? Do you think it's even feasible? Right today I don't, but I still believe it is feasible if we would interject common sense and internal peace and allow inspiration to flow rather than condensation and control and conquer the other one. The male ego, monarchs within all of us, or the male whatever it is, it thinks about conquer. And that's what it wants to do, is conquer everything. And how is that conquering control within us actually causing the limitations within ourselves to really stop us and keep us in the same muckety duck and the same funk as we've always been? When we read history 100 years from today, what is going to be different than we read from 100 years ago? 100 years ago, we was just beginning World War I. What are we doing now? ISIS. In 1942, we had World War II. Seems like every 30, 40 years, we have a great big war. Every generation has to put their youth on the battlefield. Every generation has to put their youth on the battlefield for somebody else's profit. War is profit for people. It's not to condemn, control, or take care. It's actually to war is actually for profit. There's war profiteers out there, and see, peace is something that people can expand, aggrandize, canonize, and experience, and we can shut down the war machine within ourselves. And all the people we think can't do this, can't do that, well, they can do everything we can do, because life is about expanding. And today, there's proof that different cultures can sit down. You don't have to agree on everything, but you can sit down and have a conversation and some social time. But what do you think? One day a year to start this, there would be, everybody would have to lay their arms down and have a conversation and listen to different cultures and sit at the table with a different culture. What do you think would happen in the world if we did that and begin to open up a new dialogue of dreaming? I know that's a kind of a dreamer's there, but how is Thanksgiving actually showed us from a long time ago the peace of the world? How was that actually supposed to be the trail of triumph rather than we live the trials of tribulation? And as we move forward and life becomes more entertaining and we get stuck in everything but what we're supposed to be doing and we're trying to control this, control that, how do we stay stuck in the muck of yesterday without us even having a clue it's going on? You know, we're still fighting. We're still blaming Bush. We're still blaming Clinton. And Clinton's almost, I hate to say this, but in 3 more years, he's 20 years ago. Or 5 more years, he's 20 years ago. President Bush's will be 16 years ago. When do we get stop blaming and start getting into the what is really happening in the world and start expanding what is really going on and start looking in the mirror and admitting if it's to be, it's up to me and we just got to do it that way. And what would happen when we do this? And where do you think life energizes peace? Is that with somebody else or was that with ourselves? Well, peace starts with an internal thing. And here, we have never understood peace because we're always busy, have to be busy and productive. And how is busy and productive kind of like a war machine internally? We've never learned how to facilitate life and move it forward. We've always done the same thing. I've looked back since I've been on this earth in 1955 and I went through the 70s and the 60s. We're still basically economically the same. And they have recession to steal the wealth from the people. And we're taught there's going to be recessions in this. We've never been taught there could be a peace and a prosperity if people engaged with each other. And they have this condensating competition thing. The only competition anybody has is to expand their talent, their wisdom, and their inner value to themselves. And it's not having gratitude, it's appreciative. Be appreciative for everything in life. That raises the vibration of who we are and who you are. But it's really about engaging in that inner sage within somebody. And I have published books on this. I write in rhyme. Rhymes are the fastest way for people to get to the subconscious mind. And it ain't the mind. You want to dissolve the mind and get into the divine. And that is it. You dissolve the mind to be an inspired divine, to intertwine your prime time debonair, to see your forthright flair expand your life. How do we taught mind to keep us in the mind? Anyway, I am Robert A. Wilson, Cowboy Wisdom. I'm a hypnotherapist, Walk of Wisdom webinars. Published author. My website for my books is www.amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. Website's mycowboywisdom.com. Email is robert@mycowboywisdom.com. But it's really about opening up and engaging in the peace. Internal peace will lead to external and eternal peace and prosperity. Because, you know, as I got into a deal, they said I was going to grow personally before I grow financially. Well, that is true. You will grow personally before you go prosperity. I'll be here Tuesday night. Thank you, and everybody have a happy holiday and a safe weekend, and we will see you.